CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace.
Glory, glory, hallelujah.
A ceremony honoring former President Jimmy Carter at his presidential library in Atlanta just ended. His flag-draped casket arrived there after a four-hour trip from his hometown of Plains, Georgia, where the procession stopped in front of his childhood home. The president's son, Chip Carter, remembered his father during the ceremony.
He was an amazing man. And he was held up and propped up and soothed by an amazing woman. And the two of them together changed the world. And it was an amazing thing to watch from so close and to be able to be involved in.
Carter will lie in repose at the center until Tuesday morning. The family of a 19-year-old Israeli hostage is calling on Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to free her. The BBC's Amir Nader says Israeli soldier Liri Albag was captured by Hamas from an army base during the October 7th attack.
In what will be seen as an attempt by Hamas to add pressure on the Israeli government and its negotiating team, the militant group has published a 3.5-minute video of the 19-year-old female soldier Liri Albag. Her parents have said the video had torn their hearts to pieces, and they appealed to the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to make decisions as if your own children were there.
President Biden awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom to 18 people today.
I want to congratulate you on all you've accomplished, and I'm grateful for the work you'll inspire for generations to follow, to stay engaged, to never give up, to always keep the faith.
The list of honorees included Hillary Clinton, Michael J. Fox, and Denzel Washington. The first major storm of the winter is aiming to sweep across the Central Plains. CBS meteorologist John Elliott is tracking it.
This is a big storm. It's going to impact the country from coast to coast. Advisories already posted from Washington to New Jersey, over a foot for many, and then ice storm warnings. That's going to be a major concern.
Parts of the South could get heavy rain and severe weather. The federal government is fining a major airline.
It's a first for the agency. JetBlue will have to pay $2 million for so-called chronic delays. Half of that is set to go to impacted travelers. The DOT says JetBlue maintained unrealistic flight schedules on four routes. In a statement, JetBlue put the blame on the DOT and said, "We believe accountability for reliable air travel equally lies with the U.S. government, which operates our nation's air traffic control system."
That's CBS Boston reporter Brandon Truitt. Again, that $2 million fine, the first of its kind ever handed out by the Federal Department of Transportation. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
William is one of millions of Americans who uses GoodRx to save on the cost of their prescriptions.
My oldest daughter, Camilla, 2 days old, she had to have open heart surgery. All of a sudden, she's on five different medications. It adds up at the end of the month. Me and the pharmacist got so tight. She said GoodRx saved you a lot of money. Saving that extra $200, $300 a month, we're able to do all these extra activities. So it puts less stress on our household, and it puts less stress on our pockets.
Download the free app or visit GoodRx.com and start saving today. GoodRx users are compensated for their time. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance.
Wrestling is moving to a streaming service.
World Wrestling Entertainment is launching a new era of Monday Night Raw.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Monday Night Raw on the USA Network.
You won't hear that anymore when the WWE kicks off its 10-year partnership with Netflix on Monday. It will be the 1,650th episode of Monday Night Raw. The deal is worth more than $5 billion. Netflix has more than 280 million subscribers in over 190 countries. The deal includes the U.S., Canada, the U.K., and Latin America, with more countries to be added in the future. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
Actor Aubrey Plaza's husband, director and screenwriter Jeff Bania, has died. There's been no official word on a cause of death. Plaza starred in three of his films, Life After Beth, The Little Hours, and Spin Me Round. He and Plaza married in 2021. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, mostly clear, a low near 10 above. Wind chills to zero at times. Partly sunny for tomorrow, a high in the mid-20s. Snow showers developing for Sunday night into Monday. There could be an inch to maybe 2 inches at most. Currently, it's 19 degrees.
The news timeless hits right back here where you always wanted them on WRJN with Rick Johnson. And the Beach Boys going to have a little bit of fun. Oh, yeah. A little bit after 5 o'clock right now. Still kind of sunny, but it's cold outside. You know, it looks like it might be nice and a little bit cold. Beach Boys going to have some fun on WRJN.
Well, she got her daddy's car and she cruised through the hamburger stand now. forgot all about the library like she told her old man now. And with the radio blasting, goes cruising just as fast as she can now. And she'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Rex away.
Fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Rex
well,
away.
Well, when her feet stand up, cause she walks, looks surprised like an ace.
You walk like an ace now, you walk like an ace.
She makes the Indy 500 look like a Roman chariot race.
You look like an ace now, you look like an ace.
A lot of guys try to catch her, but she leads them on a wild goose chase.
You drive like an ace now, you drive like an ace.
She'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Rex away. Well, you knew all along that your dad was giving wise to you now.
Now you shouldn't have lied.
And since he took your set of keys, you've been thinking that your fun is all through.
You shouldn't have lied. Now you shouldn't have lied.
But you can come along with me, cause we got a lot of things to do.
Park to Racine's famous zoo, local news and timeless hits.
Somebody to lean on. If there is a Lord.
If you need somebody to lean on, hey, I'll be there. I'll be the person to lean on for you. Rick Johnson with the Saturday afternoon soundtrack for the weekend. WRJN continues their tradition of covering high school basketball. Next week, as Waterford comes to Burlington Tuesday night. Pregame starts at 6:30 with tip-off at 7. You can join Dick Grasifa and the call of the game. Remember, you can see the entire WRJN sports schedule online at WRJN.com. Spencer Davis Group, just give me a little bit of loving and say hey for me. It's the Drifters and just a little bit of magic. Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN, do me a favor. Won't you tell a friend? I'm sure they would like to know about it, too. Packer football tomorrow, one of the oldest rivalries in the league. Chicago Bears meet up with the Green Bay Packers at Lambeau Field, and that will be 10 o'clock in the morning. This is the pregame kickoff tomorrow morning, Sunday. Make sure you're here at WRJN.
Questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like Metro Life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
The Badgers.
Seats Max, face the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir. Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and it foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crowell hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Make me beg you pretty please.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
Just mad about saffron. Well, saffron's mad about me. I'm just mad about saffron. She's just mad about me. They call me mellow yellow, quite rightly. They call me mellow yellow, quite rightly. They call me mellow yellow. About 14, 14's mad about me. I'm just mad about 14. She's just mad about me. They call me mellow yellow. They call me mellow yellow. Quite rightly, they call me mellow yellow. A wind of velocity nil. Born a high forever to fly. If you want your cup, power fill. They call me mellow yellow. Quite rightly. They call me mellow yellow. Quite rightly. They call me mellow yellow. Sudden grace. Electrical banana. It's about to be the very next phase. They call it mellow yellow. Quite rightly. They call me mellow yellow. Quite rightly. They call me mellow yellow. We'll be right back.
know where I stand. And then you smile and hold my hand. Love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you.
JN has provided local news and now all these great timeless hits. This is definitely one of them. Sam and Dave, reach out, grab my hand, hold on, because I'm coming at WRJN.
And timeless hits, WRJN.
Billy Ray was a preacher's son, and when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered around and started talking, Cousin Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard we go walking. Then he looked into my eyes. Lord knows to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Yes, he was. And always
No matter how hard I try, when he started sweet talking to me, he come and tell me everything is alright. He kiss and tell me everything is alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was.
She was a secretary there for quite a while. Then she was used for a backup session, and well, that was her lucky break.
Nothing you could take can tear me away from my guy. Nothing you could do, cause I'm stuck like glue to my guy. I'm sticking to my guy like a snap to a letter, like birds of a feather. We stick together.
Emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Yesterday.
for local news and timeless hits. We are WRJN. It's Rick Johnson saying thanks for coming along this afternoon and this morning. Hope to talk to you again next Saturday morning, 6 a.m. live here from Radio Park. I'll be here just to be with you.
Local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
It's all because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening rolls around and it's time to go to town, where do you go? To rock and roll. And it's all because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening rolls around and it's time to go to town, where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go?
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jim Crisul in Atlanta. The body of former President Jimmy Carter is now at the Carter Presidential Center here, where it will lie in repose until early Tuesday morning. Chip Carter got emotional as he spoke of his parents during a service at the Carter Center.
He was an amazing man, and he was held up and propped up and soothed by an amazing woman. And the two of them together changed the world. And it was an amazing thing to watch from so close.
Grandson Jason Carter is chairman of the Carter Presidential Center.
We will spend this week celebrating this incredible life, and a life that I think we can all agree is as full and powerful as any life can be. As someone said, it's amazing what you can cram into 100 years.
Countless people, including Tucker Gator, line the 140-mile route from Carter's small hometown of Plains to Atlanta to pay their respects.
I feel it's important that we honor him just by bidding our final farewells to a very genuine and wonderful man.
There will be an official state funeral for Jimmy Carter at the National Cathedral in Washington, D.C. next Thursday. I'm Jim Crisula in Atlanta. Now with more CBS News, here's Michael Wallace.
The first major storm of the winter is beginning tonight in the nation's midsection. CBS meteorologist Nikki Nolan says Missouri and the lower Ohio Valley will get the brunt of it. Some areas will get more than a foot of snow or a dangerous coating of ice.
It's going to impact the airports. So any kind of travel on Sunday getting ahead of the next week, probably back to work for a lot of people, that's going to become really hazardous.
The storm will move eastward over the next several days. Parts of the south will get